Children can be in any state. Some are relieved that they've got away from the family home and they're going to be in a safe place with their mum and their siblings. Some children feel guilty that it's their fault that the violence has happened and that they need to leave. Some children have a mix of feelings. They love the person who was abusive but hated that abuse that was perpetrated on the non-abusive parent. So there's a real mix of emotions that we need to deal with when a child comes into a refuge.
I guess having that huge range of emotions and states that children might be in means that tailoring support to children is very important, because they might be very different needs from the needs of the parents.
Absolutely correct, because obviously it's not just age-related and ability-related support that we need to tailor, but actually domestic abuse impacts on children in very different ways. It can range from bedwetting to violent behaviour, to being withdrawn, to depression, to heightened levels of anxiety, to nervousness, to over-friendliness with people who they see as being kind, willingness to please. Some children don't want to go to school because they want to stay at home to protect their mum. And there's a real range. So yes, it has to be very tailored one-to-one support as well as group work. And also things like free play, structured play. And actually also one of the things that we're really important is about children having fun.
So what kind of support services do you offer through the Southern Domestic Abuse Service?
To children and young people, we offer support in refuges, and that can be tailored one-to-one support or group work. And all the children who use our services will have a safety plan and an individual support plan, which will monitor and track the support that we give them. We also work with children and young people out in the community. That can be delivering programmes in schools, trying to prevent domestic abuse. It can be tailored one-to-one support to children and young people experiencing domestic abuse, and it can be general group work and clubs. We run a group for young survivors of domestic abuse.
I guess having that range of services that cover so many age ranges and different problems they may have, it's got to come at a cost. I mean, how easy or difficult do you find it at the moment to keep those services going?
It's a constant battle trying to secure additional funding. We as an organisation take a very confident approach to applying for funds wherever they're appropriate. So we're very fortunate that we're supported by Hampshire County Council to deliver services, the Office of the Police Crime Commissioner for Hampshire, and also other organisations such as Comic Relief, such as Children in Need. You name it, we apply for it. Sometimes we secure funding, sometimes we don't. But we're very lucky that we've got a very good local profile and we get a lot of support.
I guess looking sort of outside your organisation, perhaps, though, can you understand why in some areas particularly that lack of funding makes it very difficult to have these services?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, we have projects here that funding comes to an end and we can't get new funding to support. And that's reflected all over the country. Unfortunately, funders quite often want new, shiny new projects, not necessarily the projects that we know work, such as working directly with children and young people in a refuge. That's actually can be quite hard to get additional funding to deliver that, because it's been happening for years, and what funders do like are these new projects. But you know, you have to persevere. But we as an organisation have struggled sometimes to keep projects going, and I recognise that a lot of our colleagues working in this sector have had a lot of problems over the last few years.
And you mentioned also that getting that funding for refuge, which you said is more difficult than the community funding. Just explain a little bit about why that is.
Traditionally, refuge was the only solution for victims and survivors of domestic abuse. And it has a real need and it is really important. But community-based services have begun to develop over the last decade and they meet a very different need. But actually, a worker working in the community can work with many more families than a worker working in the refuge. And just if you're looking at numbers, a worker can work with more in the community, and that may be seen to tick more boxes, but actually both aspects of the work we do are very, very important.